Blog Talk Radio.
Bum-bum, it's 10 o'clock, it's 10:30 actually, I'm a little late. I was going to set her for 10 o'clock, but somehow I was not able to. I do apologize. But who cares, I'm here. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. Welcome to the show. Man, we got so much to talk about tonight. So many things. If you want to call in, 347-884-8125. And if you want to hang out in the chat room, if you want to be, just incognito, you can go to blogtalkradio.com, / the Fernando Poniente Show. That is correct. So if you want to, say something, if you want to vent, this is the time, and this is the place. So what do we have in the news lately? I don't know. I mean, a lot of things. Where should I start? I don't. Bum, 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 bum. You know what I did this weekend? Went to one of the churches we used to go. I mean, we go every Sunday. What is it? Family Life Church. Yeah, in Waukegan, Illinois. Yeah, they did this thing called Life Change. I don't know if you're familiar with that. If you're a Christian, you probably are. It's not a protest. So I keep saying that it's not a protest, but it's actually not. It's, protest is actually when you get the chance to be loud and be aggressive and stuff like that. You're holding up a sign and, make your point. We just stood there on the street and holding up signs and speaking for, we spoke for the unborn, those babies were aborted, and that's what we did. I mean, I think I'm gonna play a couple sound bites on that that I collected when I was
Hello.
There. Let's get Winston Pitts on the other line. What's going on, Winston? Where are you at? Still Mississippi?
Nothing much. Just hanging out here in Teltersville.
Any luck with Mr. Glenn Beck?
Actually, you want to... I'm getting in contact with one of his agents. And
okay.
we're going to have a phone call meeting about this. And so I don't know how it's going to go. But we're going to have it sometime next week. So we're going to tell you how it goes.
That's cool. I think that's...
it is cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It's huge. Yeah. Tell me what's been bothering you lately, man. Anything in the news has been bothering you lately? Nothing really? Did you just wake up?
No, David Letterman has been, Dave, you heard about David Letterman, didn't you?
Oh my goodness, yes, that's actually been bothering me too. I mean, and how he did it, and how he's like trying to and actually manipulated the whole system,
And
that's okay. It's okay to slip around, or I don't know if that's before his marriage or anything like that. Regardless, it's just his audience, actually, accepted that as a, it's a cool thing, laughing about it. Hey, it's okay, he's getting a lot of support from Hollywood, or Arnold Schwarzenegger call it Hollywood. So, what do you think about that? Give me a rundown on that. What do you think?
Well,
where do you start?
It was because you see David Letterman, he's really happy. It's kind of shocking when it came on the news.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still shocked about it.
I mean, it's, you know, he's just gonna, I mean, it's, again, the guy is trying to extort money from him. I believe it was $2 million or something like that. But, you know, and you know, he did his thing. David Letterman did his thing, you know. He said it on the, you know, on his show. It was like, hey, did I have sex with those women or anything like that? And it's, yes, I did, you know. The thing, what's bothering me about that is the media coverage, you know. Let's just say, hypothetically, like Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck, you know, would have done the same thing, you know. Boy, the media would go after them like crazy, you know what I mean? Like bees.
Mm-hmm.
they will turn that over and you know, the guy, you know, that's trying to blackmail that person probably would have been... That guy would have been the victim instead of you know, Letterman, because Letterman's playing the victim right now, you know. He's the victim of extortion or something like that. But you know, they're going through you know, the court and everything like that. But that's what's bothering me. It's just like somehow our society is accepting this, that, you know, notion that it's okay to, you know, to have sex or to you know, just, you know, as long as you're you know, not getting caught, or as long as no one's getting money or blackmailing you or something like that, it's okay. You know, somehow we have set the standard that is it's a cool thing to do that, and you know, and it's widely accepted by the you know, by the mediocres out there.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't know. Let's get Don over here. What is your opinion on that? I don't know if you've been following the news, Don.
I just called in, so I don't.
We're talking about. I'm sorry. We're talking about David Letterman, the letter dude. David Letterman about the you know, that dude is trying to extort money from him, and
yeah.
He's trying to the guy is trying to blackmail David Letterman and saying that, hey, you know, I know what you did. I know what you've been doing. You've been sleeping around with your coworkers or stuff like that, secretaries and stuff, but. So, and David Letterman kind of, you know, what do you call it, accepted it or broadcast it, saying that it's just truth. It's truth, you know. He's like, hey, you know, did I have sex with those women in my, you know, my staff? Yes, I did. And people were just like clapping and you know, accepting that, I think is, you know, it's funny and it's okay. So that's what we've been talking about. And what do you think about you know, this situation? You know, what's your comment?
Well, I think that that it's not okay that people were like laughing, clapping. But I remember in the old days they used to have flashcards that says like, clap now, you know, or something like that. Laugh now. They would hold up like the cards, so people
right.
in the audience would have to do that. But then I was thinking, when they were doing that, I was like, you know, this is probably not even a real audience. They could just have that like in a studio without people there, you know. So they might not even have an audience. They might just have like
a soundbite,
you know,
like
exactly. They might not even. So that's what I was thinking. I was like, why would people
like
laugh and clap at that?
Right. Well, you know, my answer to that is regardless of what it is, and actually it's portrayed as a, you know, you know, an okay thing to do, you know, that actually it's being embraced right now by the media, you know, by people that, you know, actually on, you know, on the left or you know, those people that the quote unquote, you know, supporters of David Letterman. So, and that's what the actually, you know, what's actually bothering me. That's, you know, well, who are these people to say that, you know, it's okay, you know, to do that? And people will say that, oh, that's his, you know, that's his life. You know, he can do whatever he wants. But again, you know, he's a public figure. You know, just like what do you call that? Bill Clinton did back in the day. You know, saying, "Oh, he did his job." You know, that's his thing. I'm like, no, he's actually public. You know, he's a public figure. You know, people look up to him. You know what I mean? And also, how do we know that that those girls were not, you know, were not forced to do those things, you know, or they felt somehow, some way that being intimidated by Letterman, you know, who has a authority over them, you know what I mean? I think the women organization, I don't know what do you call them, I think that what they're doing right now is the suing the they have against Letterman. I didn't really read the whole thing, but actually that's what they're trying to pursue, is the, you know, to get him on the court. I mean, it's, you know, again, I mean, that guy's in a court with Letterman and all that, but I don't know if he's going to jail. I mean, do you think, Winston, what's your thing? Do you think he's going to go to jail? I mean, that guy that's trying to extort money from Letterman? Well, prison?
Yeah. The guy that's trying to distort the money?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is a federal, isn't that a federal offense?
Yeah. Yeah, that's really too bad. I mean, Dawn, what's your comment for those women that were involved with this?
Well, it's over with now, but I think that, you know, in general,
I mean,
people should wait.
Right.
They should wait till they're married to have sex.
I don't think they did that, but what I'm saying is do you think they should tell the truth? I mean, you know, if there's any proposition, you know, made or anything was made by Letterman, you know what I mean?
Yeah, are you saying, like, if he threatened them or made them feel like...
Not so much for threatening, it's almost like sometimes they swing their, you know, authority around, you know, they, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That's... I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there or anything like that, but I'm just saying it's just, you know, so the whole thing, the bottom line is, you know, actually people and out there in the media is portraying this as a okay thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if, God forbid, I mean, if it would have been like 30 years ago, you know, this is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's my argument there. But anyway, so any final thought on that, Winston? Winston?
No, not really. I mean, you know, pretty much hit the nail on the head. What I was about to say, actually.
Right. And Dawn, what do you think? What's your final thought?
That at least he made the public confession, and the people shouldn't have clapped at that, because, you know, it's like, you know, you need to check your values, you know, stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. I mean, like, it's not okay to have sex before. It's bad, you know, because there's a lot of, like, you know, bad things can happen. You should just wait. So I think that it should be shame on all those people, but, you know, even those people that clapped, you know, because they can't be encouraging it, because they're setting an example for kids that might be watching that, or teenagers that might be watching and say, oh, well, they got a clap. Maybe other people will like me if I do that too, or, you know, stuff like that. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. That's true. And a little bit over here, I want to play that soundbite that I got from, or in a podcast that captured from that event, Life Change. You're familiar with Life Change, aren't you, Winston?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, the silent. Right. It's a silent protest. You know, that we went to that church last Sunday, actually, and they had that event. They called the Life Change Silent Protest for the Unborn. For those who are, you know, we kind of speak for the unborn babies, those who are aborted. You know, signs like abortion kills children, you know, and then that's also, that was in Spanish, you know, like El Aborto, I think, El Aborto Mata Niños, or something like that. Yeah, it's a protest. I mean, we call them a silent protest because, you know, it's not like a protest where, you know, where you can, there's violence and there's shouting and stuff like that, you know. So it's not a protest, but it's a silent protest. You know, it's a speaking thing. So I just want to distinguish that between the different thing. You know, a silent protest and a regular protest is different from what we did. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
yeah. That's what we did. You know, signs like, you know, adoptions is a loving option. You know, stuff like that. You know, we weren't, you know, holding a sign of dead kids or anything like that. You know, you've seen those, right? It's just, well, anyway, that's why I'm going to play some of the sound bites on that real quick. But, the subject I want to do this right now is because I was reading the news and Al Capone. You know, you're familiar with Al Capone, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you know who Al Capone is? Yeah, yeah. That you know, bootlegging mafia guy Capone from Chicago and everything. But one of his property, I think, is up for auctions in Wisconsin. You know,
Wisconsin, right?
Huh?
Is that Adams? Because I think he had a house, like, property in Adams, Wisconsin. Is that his property?
I think so. I don't know where, you know, I think it's just in Wisconsin, but I mean, he had like, you know, multiple properties, like, spread out, you know, from Wisconsin to Minnesota to Canada, you know what I mean? So, it's 2.6... The starting bid is $2.6 million.
Wow.
You know, yeah. and it says it will be auctioned Thursday, and it's actually in Sawyer County. It's over in Minnesota. This auction is going to take place there. Here's the question. I mean, why is that much? I mean,
right?
What 2.6 million? That's what comes with the, you know, the beer and liquor that they smuggled back in the day? I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, why is that much? Is it because of Al Capone? You know, I mean, why? I mean, I don't think it's as... I don't know how big it is, but it's $2.6 million. The house is... I'm looking at the house right now. It's not that, you know, it's not that fancy. It's not one of the... It's not like, you know, Hollywood, you know, houses or anything like that. It looks like it's a regular house. Just what it is. Would you buy it? If let's say money's not an option, Winston, you know, $2.6 million. Now that's just change for Winston's right now. Would you buy it? And why?
I would go first.
Yeah, you go first.
I would see it.
Would you buy it?
I'd to see it. I mean, you know, I'd to see it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'd buy it. I mean, I'd have to see it first. You know, first.
Right, right. Well, it's actually a two-story house, and it's in the Coderay, Wisconsin. And it was owned by Capone family in 1920s. You know what I mean? Don, would you buy this? $2.6 million? If money is not an option?
Not, I don't think so. Because I think that I would have better things to do with my money. So just because somebody did a lot of illegal things and he became famous doesn't mean that the house is worth $2.6 million. So I think I would have better things to do with my money than waste it on a house of somebody who was, like, doing illegal things and became
mm-hmm.
famous for that.
Right. And, yeah, I think that's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. That's what I think. $2.6 million just because Al Capone used to live there back in 1920s. It's just a starting bid. I mean, you know what's the crazy thing about that? People will buy it.
Yeah.
People that have money that you know, the people that has nothing to do or that they can't, you know, that well off, you know, that, hey,
yeah.
I can buy this. I mean, sometimes, oh, I'll probably double this, you know. Hey, it's Al Capone's house. So what? So that's what I think. So let's, questions real quick. Give me the most annoying expressions that you can think of. Winston?
Like the most, like, you know, like people come up to you in expressions like that, or like...
Yeah, like, I don't know, just an expression. Hit me up!
Hear people say IDK. I don't know why.
IDK?
Yeah, IDK. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's okay to type it, but I mean, actually say it.
Yeah,
IDK. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's like IDK. It's like IDK. That's
lazy?
Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's like, are you lazy to say it? Are you too lazy to type IDK?
My goodness.
Like, people will say, what is that? Oh, man, LOL to that.
Yeah, LOL.
Yeah, do you really LOL when you type those?
Exactly.
Yeah, stuff like JW or something like that. I mean, it's like, you know, the common thing was like, what was that? FYI, remember that? I mean, still people, like, before internet, like, people used to, like, say that, hey, just FYI, you know, what is that, the other one, BYOB or something like that, bring your own beer. People
yeah.
say that. So, hey, so, yeah, I remember,
right.
Especially like, yeah, IDK, that's kind of a little annoying, you know. What about you, Don? What is there, anything that you can think of? Like A, you know, I mean, like stuff like the annoying expression?
Well, I couldn't think of anything until Winston said it. It's like, it's true, it's weird.
Yeah,
wait,
the reggae.
Do you want me to keep talking?
Yeah, go ahead. It was just the reggae playing in the background. Don't mind that.
It's true, like when you're texting, you know, you abbreviate,
yeah.
But when you're talking, you should be like, IDK, you know, you'd be like, what, you're decaying right now?
Right, yeah.
Because that's what I thought he said at first, was I was like, I never heard anybody say IDK, like, why would they say IDK, like, they're decaying, like, they're rotting, you know?
Right.
Oh, when you talk.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wee wow.
LOL.
LOL to that. Yeah. LOL to that. But, what's new actually with Don? What's new with Don? What are you doing nowadays?
Moved into a house, and we're looking forward to getting heat, because it's supposed to snow on Sunday. And I don't want to be complaining or anything. I'm thankful I have lots of warm clothes, and I've been really, like last night, I was really thinking about those people that are homeless that, you know, that they don't have any shelter. And I was like, well, I'm thankful that I have, like, walls around me, you know, but it was still cold. I mean, like, I get cold really easy, so
mm-hmm.
I was wearing, like, a long-sleeve shirt, a sweater, a long flannel nightgown, and then I put two or three more sweaters on top of that. Three layers on my legs. So, and then I was kind of, you know, had to cover up still. But, you know, so
right.
I was doing so, you know, in the morning. I was not cold like I was at 1 in the morning. But, yeah, so I'm trying to adjust to that. But I think that my husband's going to go get a heater this weekend. So I'm looking forward
Sounds
to that.
Sounds good. Let's get a, yeah. What I want to do is get a, I think I'm having an internet call over here. I mean, hey, caller number 3, go ahead. What do you want to vent?
Hey.
Hey, who is this?
I want to vent about niggers.
Huh?
I want to vent about niggers.
Okay, what do you got? We don't
they,
use that word here, though.
Why? No, I want to vent about niggers. I'm trying to make recipes, and they are not complying. You ever had Sweet Baby Ray's nigger chicken?
Yeah. That's the guy's a loon, so I'm gonna go ahead and hang up on him. So, all right, here's what I'm gonna do right now. I'm gonna go ahead and play that soundbite that I was talking about, and then
okay.
And then we'll play music, and. And then we'll, you know, just, you know, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back to news and current events. Is that okay with you guys? Hey, listen to the sound as well, okay?
Okay.
Follow me.
Hey, this is Fernando Poniente, Fernando Poniente Show. We're in Waukegan, Illinois, participating with the Family Life Church. Members, today they're doing a life change We're up here on Washington Street, and it's just an orchard in Washington. It's like near, what is it, Macquarie Road, something like that. But anyway, let me talk to the participant real quick, and why they're doing this is actually speaking for the unborn, you know, those kids that was aborted, and, you know, just because nobody or no one really, you know, noticed them or notices them. But anyway, let me get going real quick here, just participating right now. We're going to start with you. We're going to start with you real quick. Why are you doing this?
Because we want people to know that God heals and abortion is like kills children. And we just want people to know it's a time of prayer, pray for God's mercy on America. It's time for people, you know, prayer for people to see that if they don't have another option, they can give up, give their baby for adoption, you know, things like that. So we just want people to be reminded, because see, some people know that abortion is bad, but they need to be reminded that it kills children.
All right, thank you. Just for information, this is like a silence protest. So we're not protesting or anything like that. We're just standing here by the street, Washington Street, holding up a sign, multiple signs. Some of them are in Spanish, but mainly it says something about abortion kills children. And something about like adoptions, loving options, and some of them in Spanish, abortion hurts women. And also the, in Spanish, El aborto mata niños. So this is what we're trying to do, is a silent protest. So let me get some info, some comments from the participants real quick. And, you know, we're going to, you know, this is like stretching from, I don't know how many yards, but probably like 300 yards. You know, from Macquarie Street all the way up to Orchard, which is about 300 yards, you know, something like that. It's about less than about like 100 people in there. Let me get some comments here from a participant real quick. Why are we doing this? Why are you doing this?
Just to make a stand for unborn babies, really.
That's great. It's just, you know, just make a stand for unborn babies. We're not here to protest or anything like that, or we just, you know, holding up a sign and letting people know, you know, to those the babies who were aborted, you know, that they have the rights, and they have the, you know, because that's just, you know, against God. It's an abomination to God. That's, you know, that's like I said, it's plain and simple. Abortion kills children. That's what it means. And if you guys can, you know, if someone's like walking by, driving by Washington Street or anything like that, you know, just stop by, drive by over here, and we'll be here until 1 o'clock. And I don't know what you guys are doing today, but, you know, this is what we're doing. So instead of watching, you know, football or anything like that, we're here to, you know, participate on this, because I think this is huge. This is, you know, I like this. We're not, you know, they're not here to protest or anything like that. But, and today is the 4th. It's about like 12-something, what is it, like 12:30? So we'll be here, till 1 o'clock today. So stop by, and again, this is Fernando and Fernando Poniente show. It's a good, you know, Sunday afternoon to speak the truth. And to those, you know, I would like to thank those people that participated in this event. And again, thanks for the Family Life Church here in Waukegan, Illinois. Again, we'll see you guys later, and, you know, don't forget to pray for those who are, you know, who are those in need of prayer, and to those people that hurt like this, you know, situations and all that. But again, it's a very, very touchy situations and feelings and everything. So let me get another comment over here. But I got to walk over there.
Mark? Yeah, right here. So,
hey, you want to comment real quick? Are you getting a negative or positive response from other people?
We're getting positive, mostly. Constant high fives and stuff like that.
That's good. And what about you? it is a silent protest, but she doesn't want to, say anything. But, and let me get some, some comments from the assistant pastor here in the Family and Life Church, Pastor Herman. Let me get some comment here real quick. What is this about, and what are we trying to accomplish?
The radio. Hi, this is Herman. We're not protesting against people who are having abortion or against them. We are standing here for about life, a life for a kid, you know, just allow them to grow. And we are very supportive of people who have abortion already, but that they can have forgiveness and healing in their life. And we are here for life. That's what we're standing for. We're not against people. Sounds like, but our heart is to say that we support unspoken, like little babies. You know, we are supporting a place in Zion to help people to recover, or people who wants to have abortion or something like that, and trying to talk to them out of it. So, just helping people. That's for the love of Christ.
That's good. And that was the assistant pastor for the Family Life Church. And we're, like I said, we're here on Washington Street rolling a sign, and it's just a silent protest. No, it's not like a protest that you, you know, it's not a aggressive protest or anything. Like, we're just standing over here. We're getting a lot of positive response from bystanders, from the people driving by, you know, giving us a thumbs up. And, you know, no negative response yet, but hopefully we don't get those today. Again, there was a kid trying to run, but anyway, what we should do is pray for those who are in this kind of situations. And, you know, there's a lot of options out there, adoptions, the loving option. That's one of the signs that's holding up there. So that's it for now. And this is, once again, this is Fernando and the Fernando Poniente Show. And God bless you all.
The Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you've told me who I am. I am yours, I am yours. Who am I that the eyes that voice to calm the sea. We call out through the rain and calm the storm in me. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. Because of what you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. You told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. I am yours.
This is Fernando again. Welcome back to my show, the Fernando Poniente Show. Hey, let's get Winston's back in here and on. Hey, I hope I didn't put you to sleep, Winston.
No.
Did it put you to sleep? Did you hear the sound bites? That was cool. Pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The one that you told me about.
Right, yeah, I thought that was cool. Hey, a lung stolen from reading this news about a lung stolen from exhibit of human cadavers, something like that. In Lima, Peru, they were traveling. You know, like there was a left lung was taken from. This just happens in Peru, and there's some kind of an exhibition. It's like what do you call that? It's like a place where they display all these body parts and organs and stuff. And actually, the lung actually was stolen from the museum.
The black market?
I guess. I don't know if it's a functioning lungs or... I don't know. I'm just... They're giving $2,000 reward.
If they can bring that back.
Yeah, so if you find any lungs laying around on the ground, pick it up.
Seriously, please.
Seriously, that's $2,000 in your pocket, my friend. You know what I mean? I mean, who would steal, actually, lungs? You know? What kind of people would steal that? I know that...
Crazy?
Yeah, crazy people. I know that, you know, like organs and body parts are like, actually they're in high demand. Do you know about that?
Yeah, they are in high demand.
You know, you can sell your lungs and you can sell your body parts and get some money off of that. They'll pay you big bucks. So that's what happened.
Big bucks.
You know, big bucks. $2,000. $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So who's who do you want to come on in your show, man? Is that you know, you have Glenn Beck, you have did you say Larry King also?
Yeah. Him too. We're gonna have I'm trying to get Jack Marino, Jack Marino back on the show to advertise his movie again, to chat up the lines, as we did maybe 2 months ago. So,
right.
He's a Hollywood producer. He wrote the film, or actually produced the film of Forgotten Heroes. You can go check that out on my website.
Okay. Hey, speaking of website thing, would you happen to put the sound bites that I was asking you to do? Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, the voiceover.
Oh, it's in there. It's in there, right?
Yeah, it's in the media player. I gotta put it on a file so you can download it. I forgot about that until I was doing another voiceover for Harry. Harry song. And
Harry song?
Yeah, Harry's song. And I was doing one for him, and I realized, man, I didn't put that into a file so he can download it. But it's in a media player. See if you like it first before I actually do it. So it's just on the site. You'll see it's on tab over,
and
you can hear it.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, I was watching Fox News the other day. Hannity actually had Michael Moore on his show at one time.
Oh my goodness!
Wow. So, what do you think about him? And he has this movie. His movie was a capitalism, the love story, or something like that.
Yeah, I'm wanting to watch that movie. I'm very enthusiastic about that movie. I want to even know the previews.
Have you seen all his movies?
But
all of them.
Kind of like Jackass, the movie. It's kind of like that. It kind of seems like that to me. You know, he does crazy stuff that you would see. You know.
Well, here's my thing, though. Here's my take on that. You know, he was on the Hannity show. I think Hannity was trying to, you know, he was asking him that. You know, his about his money, about, you know, how much net worth he has. You know, and he's a multi-million dollars. You know, and he would not admit that.
Yeah.
Michael Moore would not admit that he has a lot of money that he used, that is actually, you know, that he portrayed himself not poor, but, you know, not poor, but he's actually with the people, you know. He's like, you know, he's saying capitalism, the America, you know, how bad it is, and we, you know, Christians killed more people than Muslims, yada yada, and all that stuff, you know. He likes to portray himself like that type of person, yet his net worth is multi-million dollars. He made all this money from doing all this stuff, you know. But
wow.
Yeah, that's, and he didn't want to admit that, and he told, you know, he said to Hannity, he's like, what's your point? And Hannity was like, well, you know, the point is, you know, so he wasn't, yeah, so, you know, he's a socialist, an unapologetic socialist, is what Hannity was trying to tell him. He said that on his face, like, you are an unapologetic socialist. Millionaire. So you have not seen any Michael Moore's movie, right? That's correct?
Mm-mm. I've seen the previews of it.
Man, so I can't, you know, I've not seen it either, but I don't know, maybe this one, the socialist, the socialism, maybe I'll give it a try, you know, even though it's kind of make me cringe and makes me, you know, just break something, but I think I'm gonna go see that because, and you know, I'm curious. So comments on this
Polanski dude. You know anything about this?
I have not. Who's this guy?
I don't know. It's been all over the news. Apparently, that what he did like 30 years ago, I think, when he, you know, supposedly raped a 13-year-old girl. You know, Robert Polanski. I think he's, you know, he's a, well, he's kicked out of the, you know, United States, and I don't think he's going to be able to come back here. But I don't know. Somehow, this
wow.
The whole case
that's
is just. Mm-hmm. That's the whole case actually is resurfaced again. You know, for some reason. And I mean, he is getting a lot of support from Hollywood, you know, saying that this has happened 30 years ago, you know, yada yada, blah blah blah, and all that. And it happens 30 years ago or not, you know, it doesn't make it right. Do you agree?
Right.
Yeah.
But he's a big Hollywood movie maker. You know, it's like, all of them. Like, I don't. I can't name. I can't really name any of them.
David
but,
Spielberg.
I don't know. So, pretty weird world out there that we live in, but. So you don't know anything about this, huh? You don't know anything about Polanski?
I look it up, but I haven't heard anything as far as the news-wise, no.
Well, we're not talking about that then, so... Because I thought you would know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We're slacking on our current events, man. We're slacking on that.
Well, listen to this. You're talking about worlds and how they've been weird. I think you can look this up on Fox News still. But this is actually under the headline that a woman went to a football game. And, how do I say this with being polite? I'm going to say the word. She masturbated in front of everybody.
Huh?
yeah, that's what I said first. I had to reread it. This lady, 40 years old, and she's in a white mind, or I don't think she is, but I'm dead serious. This is, you can look it up. She actually exposed herself in ways that wasn't appropriate.
Uh-huh.
Then try to get some of the football they started, and they say football, I mean a high school football game. I mean a youth football game. In the eighth grade, seventh grade, something like that. She was over touching the football players. How do I? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. He started grabbing them in places that was awkward, and I've never heard. I haven't heard anything more yet on that woman on the news, but I thought that, you know, should bring some sense to some people, like how bad our world has gotten here, you know, because it's just got sick.
Right, man, that's just, it is, and also because it's, you know, people and the media and all that, and actually they embracing that as a, you know, as an okay thing, you know.
That's why
it's
getting worse
right
and
now,
worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been getting worse. You know, it's okay to do this and okay to do that, and since next thing you know, it's okay to do what it was forbidden 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Hey, you know those you know, Somali pirates, right? I was reading on an article about that. Somali pirates, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know, again, this is one of the things that someone had created the pirates to be, you know, cool and. And like the Pirates of Caribbean and all that stuff, but modern day pirates actually is from, you know, majority of them is from Somali. You know, we've been having problem with that. And actually, those pirates actually mistakenly fired in trying to take over a French military vessel, and they thought it was a commercial ship. I thought that was funny. So they fired. Yeah, they fired on a French Navy vessel, and then apparently they had mistakenly for a commercial boat, so they fired back.
Oh my!
Well, no one's wounded, but they captured those pirates. I mean, you know, they're not like our pirate. You know, they're like more kind of.
Yeah.
I our mate. You know.
Yeah.
And we talked about that way back in way back in a couple months ago, I believe, that we really need to really fight them on the ground where they came from, you know, where they originated from, you know, not on the sea or ship or anything like, 'cause you're never gonna win in there, you know what I mean? I mean, you probably capture them,
yeah,
you know, and you're never really going to kill the roots, you know what I mean? I'm saying,
yeah,
that. But so that's the pirate news. That's the pirate news of the day.
Yeah.
Hey, who was that? I don't know that guy. What was that guy's beef? Something about the N word he's using earlier. That someone called in.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to say something. But I didn't want to say it because I thought he might, you know, get all mad. But this is recorded, and we have proof that he said it. So,
yeah.
I mean, from a standpoint, we can do whatever we want with it.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, that's a cool thing about this. Is, you know, it's my show. I can control this. You know what I mean? It's like if someone calling in, I don't want to use that word. You know what I mean? I don't want using, you know, a derogatory terminology that they use, you know. I don't care if they're using one. He's going to talk about soup or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
We got about a couple minutes here left, so give me, how come you haven't done a show yet? Have you done a show lately?
Well, I'm trying to take a little bit time off. Due to school, I mean, you know, we got 9 weeks test, you know, coming up.
Right.
You know, and then next week, I still do my talk show. But right now I'm trying to take a break. More than likely, this is not a fact, but we're going to try to do a show Saturday.
Friday?
And then after Saturday, yes, this Saturday coming up, probably going to be around 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
In the afternoon, that would be Central Standard Time. But after that show, we probably won't do another one until February. I know that's sad, folks, but we will still have. But I'll still do my talk show on my other radio. You know, that would still be a definite fact there. But as far as Blog Talk Radio, it's costing me money to do that, and you know.
Right.
Take a little break there.
Right, and also that's what I want to do. I mean, I miss Monday actually because of, you know, work and not having, you know, my own computer, you know, and this is actually we're hosting this or using this computer actually from the in-laws, and you know, and thank them for letting us do that, But as soon as I get my, you know, stuff that I need, and actually what I want to do is you know, vamp it up a little bit, you know, like what I used to do. I want to do sports and you know, entertainment and all that, and also I want to do you know, glorifying God more, and also the my business more, you know, the business about my website and all that. But anyway, speaking of sports, man, what do you say? Did you watch the Packers and Minnesota Vikings?
Yes, I really do think that, you know, Brett Favre, glad that he, because I was hearing. Wait a minute, let me just. Am I coming through okay in this mic?
Yeah,
am I enough for you? I'm sure.
Yep. Oh
okay,
yeah, I can hear.
Okay. It was on ESPN or something like that. That Brett Favre was a little nervous. And that, I mean, that's the first time I've heard of Brett Favre being nervous, you know.
What?
And,
why would he?
Yeah.
Really?
Because he's facing his old team. Yeah, I'm dead serious. And actually, he said on camera. I'm pretty sure you can look it up on YouTube. But I'm for certain that they said it was that he was going butterflies. And,
I think it's because of the pressure.
That
I mean, there's a...
You know, I mean, they'll talk about that on ESPN about who has the, you know, is having more pressure, you know, whether it be Rodgers or Brett Favre. And it was kind of split, you know. Some other people saying is Rodgers because he has to, you know, come up, you know, to the level with Brett Favre. And Brett Favre and also an has to, like, do good as in, like, beat the Packers, like, you know, to the Pope. I don't know. But anyway, my opinion is, like, I think Brett Favre had the pressure, you know, more pressure than the than Rodgers, you know, because, because right now Rodgers will never be, like, to be in the same level of Brett Favre right now, you know what I mean? But he can be. Or he can be.
What about Brett Favre? Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
all
went
I
by
had
his
to
house
do...
yesterday.
Mm, yeah. And he's,
Brett Favre's house.
Brett Favre is actually turning 40 in a week, I think, in a couple of weeks.
He is? I thought he was already 40.
No. Technically, yeah. I mean, because it's in a couple of weeks, he'd be 40. But Don, are you still there? You still with me? Sorry about that. Have you participated on that? Hey, Don. Hello.
Yep.
Are you all right? We're gonna be off here in a minute. So, I'll give you the last word.
I didn't go shopping superhighway.com for pretty much anything you need except for real estate. We're looking for a house in Dells, Wisconsin Dells area. In pretty nice lot for 115. Call Maggie Docknell at 608-697-5695. And it's pretty much remodeled house, so looks pretty nice. And then also don't forget for the Lake County area, Ohm Electric and Construction for all your building and remodeling needs. And their phone number is 847-887-0909.
Or you can find them on Facebook, right?
Or you can find them on Facebook. I'm not sure how. I think it's Ohm Electric and Construction. They have their own group, don't they, Fernando?
I think so. That's what they do. Just go and type in, you know, Ohm Construction, Ohm Electric and Construction. You should be able to find out. Speaking of Facebook, you should be able to find me, Fernando Poniente, on Facebook. Add me as your friend. And also Winston Pitts. You should be able to find that, Winston Pitts. And also, you can catch Winston's blogtalkradio.com/Winston's Pit. Also, Dawn is on Facebook, right, Dawn?
Yep.
Yeah, you are.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
I don't know how to find myself though.
You don't know.
Oh my god.
You don't know how to find yourself. Yeah, that's
you
great.
You just type in my name.
Just type in your name. Yep. Speaking of that Twitter, actually, have you been updating your Twitter, Winston?
Actually, I updated a few minutes ago about your show.
I'm sorry? I updated
my status on your show. I put your show in. You know, I said Twitter the show.
Right.
Yeah, and I Twittered it. You know, I'm listening to Fernando today on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah.
If you still can say Poniente.
The Fernando Poniente.
you had to pause there for a little bit. All right, I think we're going to end up this out right now. Hey, thanks for stopping by, Winston, and thanks, Don, for participating again. This is Fernando Poniente, and we'll catch you hopefully sooner than Friday. So here, Fernando Poniente Show. Check me out on Facebook. Also, this show is brought to you by ShopInSuperHighway.com. You can get paid. Get paid to shop on ShopInSuperHighway.com. Hey, night-night. Peace out, everyone.
Peace out.